Coast Radio News for Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. I'm George Henry. It was a day of recognition for our veterans in Florence as people lined the streets for the annual Veterans Day parade. Weather was perfect and the crowds were substantial as representatives of all branches of service took part. One float honored the grand marshals of the parade from our greatest generations, veterans of World War II. There was a group of veterans from Lowell representing Vietnam-era veterans, and servicemen and women from the U.S. Coast Guard were on hand. Coast Radio's Wayne Sharp participated in the parade as a member of the Oregon Coast Military Museum.
Yeah, the crowd was large coming down Bay Street, and a lot of different entries, and always a good time for the community to have the opportunity to come out and thank our veterans for their service.
Sharp, Cal Appleby, and Tim Sapp were instrumental into reintroducing the Veterans Day Parade more than a decade ago. Florence Planning Commission meets this evening at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. On their agenda will be the consideration for approval of the final development plan for a 16-unit townhome development currently under construction at 32nd Street and Oak Street. Approval of the final plan considers landscape requirements, parking requirements, and access to and from the development. The commission will also consider an allowance for a single-family residence in a multifamily residential zone at 3355 Oak Street. Construction has begun on the new Pro Lumber location. Yesterday, crews were pouring footings for some of the new buildings. Last month, the Planning Commission approved the relocation to the former Woodsman Nursery location on Highway 101, just north of Les Schwab Tire. Pro Lumber owner John LaRocco says they hope to be up and running in early 2020. Tomorrow evening, the Florence Event Center welcomes a group of vintage jazz swing musicians. The Texas Gypsies will be performing their roaring 20s era music with horns, upright bass, and swinging guitars. The event begins at 6:15. Tickets are available at eventcenter.org. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, November 12th, 2019.